Oh, it's bonus pod time. I feel fancy with my new announcer.
When you are a fat man and you try and do a fitness podcast, but you injure your old fat self and can no longer do the physical crap needed, you go back to your one true and authentic self. A giant asshole that has a quick fuse and rants about everything.
Yes!
You start being Fat Angry Stretch. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Stretch Show podcast.
Ah, here I am, fat, angry, nasty, ready to be my fat, angry self. I have to confess to you, my brothers and sisters, I haven't done all that I said I was gonna do. My plan was to this week shut off my X and turn it over to my Bible study account, because I find I go on there and I play whack-a-mole. And you guys know the Charlie Kirk thing pissed me off, and I have been just blasting people. I mean, hard ever. I've been blasting Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass hard for a long time. I mean, just they make a post and I just just stick it to them. Everything. Condescending a-hole stretch on you. Bam. And here's what I know. I don't have a lot of followers. Not many people follow me on X. I'm on there as a Fat Fit or Else or Stretch. And I'm a psycho lunatic right winger on there. And I am angry because my house got burned down. I blame the powers that be here in California that my house got burned down. There was a lot of failure in order for my entire city to get burned down, and it did. And I live in a freaking apartment now, and I'm not happy about it. And I don't have my dogs, and I don't get to live with my dogs, and I'm pissed. So those two have got it. And then it evolved. It evolved to me. I mean, you name it. If you're my feed now, because the algorithm knows that's the post that I respond to. If there are lefty college professors pop up on there a lot that have a lot of followers, and then I just attack you, boom 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 troll. It's like it's trolling or whatever you want to call it. I did agree with Gavin Newsom. Here's the thing that I consider myself better than. A person who sits on the left. My smugness. I will tell you when we're wrong. And there was a story that came out this week, and it was that Fox News anchor that said we should put homeless people to sleep. You should get fired for that. That'll get you fired. And they're all like, that guy said he wanted to kill homeless people and euthanize them. And then Jimmy Kimmel made a joke about Donald Trump and got fired. Okay, disingenuous and a lie. Jimmy Kimmel got fired not for making a joke about Donald Trump. Jimmy Kimmel got fired for saying, well, we all know, and I heard this from many of my, and believe it or not, I have more liberal friends than I do conservative friends. I'm in California. I live in Los Angeles. That's just how it's going to roll. I'm aware of that. But I've heard from many of them that are like, you know, I'm just glad that the shooter was a MAGA, you know, and everyone can just shut up about that. And I'm like, yeah, did you hear any of the press conferences? Yeah, no, I don't listen to Fox News. I go, yeah, neither do I. Well, I do if I'm at my parents' house, because my old-ass dad, that's all he listens to. I'm like, yeah, no. It's the guy was gay and his boyfriend was a trans. Like, he was left-wing activist. Yeah, but the parents were conservative. And I'm like, I'm conservative and one of my kids is a nut job. So that happens. My parents are registered Democrats. I've been a Republican since my 18th birthday when I signed up to vote. I registered to vote as a Republican on my 18th birthday, and I've never changed, and I've been the most hardcore conservative ever since. I just always have been. And granted, it started for me all about money. And I've always really considered myself a moderate liberal Republican. But as the other side goes insane, in my opinion, I go more to the right, and that's what happened. Plus, I'm old. Old people are crotchety and typically on their politics. So I have just been whacking people. And to my credit, I did go on to X, and I tried to change the name from Fat to Fit or Else to my God Wants to Talk to You. And I can't do it. It won't let me. Like, it's too long. The name's too long, so I can't do it. And other versions are taken. So I was unable to do it. I tried. And then I'm like, well, if I haven't flipped it over to my Bible study podcast, why should I be nice? And I've just been pop, 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 pop. And I need to stop. I need to stop. I need to stop. Vengeance is not ours. It is not for us to take vengeance on people. It is not. And I can disagree with him. I can be more polite. Like, I drop F-bombs. Like, F you. Eat a bag of D's. Like, I'm rude. And I need to stop doing that. I'm enjoying it. It's fun. But on the other side of that, it is not good. I had something. It's funny. I was all proud of myself. And then moments later, I got smacked upside the head. I realized I can go now. And this is huge. This is a huge improvement. I can now go to work or home from work without losing my cool, without cursing anyone out, without flipping anyone off, without getting angry. I can do that now. And that's insane for me. I'm a hostile driver and I'm angry, and I've really worked on being better, being kinder, being nicer. And I'm able to do that sometimes. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm a freaking saint or an angel, but I can do that sometimes. So I was really happy with myself because I did it on the way to work today. I didn't get mad at all. And then I thought about it. I'm like, wow, I never got mad today on my way to work. This is so great. I'm doing better. I'm trying to do better, and I'm doing better. This is good. This is progress. And that's all we can ask of ourselves, is progress. And I'm not joking. I no sooner had I thought that till I got rear-ended on the 10 freeway and my car hadn't stopped till I was out of it, ready to fight, because that's what stretch does. And then I turn and it's an Asian, I'm assuming Chinese, woman. Can't punch her. I couldn't punch an Asian guy. I'm like, oh, seriously, dude? No, I got out of the car and I'm like, what the hell, you F and F. I did curse her out badly. And I did, and then it was like, there's just a tiny scrape on my bumper. And that was it. It went bumper to bumper, just knocked my car forward. And the headrest, I probably would have had whiplash if it wasn't for the headrest. Pow! And knocked my car, and I had my head hit back on the seat. I'm like, what the F are you doing? Watch what they, she was putting makeup on. That's what she was doing. Yeah, driving big old Mercedes. Especially in my, I really like my car now. My car's cool. It's not fancy. It's just a car, and it works good, and it looks good, and it's not beat up, and the Volvo was beat to crap and had been hit and couldn't get repaired because it got hit by an old lady who then turned around and sued me. Like, I have had my share of car drama, and I did not want any more. And I just said, get the F out of here, you stupid F. And I and I went away. I'm not too proud to tell you that's exactly how that went today. So that was that. Saturday, I'm excited. We are going to the USC game. You're like, Stretch, you hypocrite. You hate USC. True, true, true. But my wife's very good friend, her son is playing at USC. He's starting. He's really good. They've had three games, and he scored three touchdowns so far this season. Kid's on fire, so we are going to go watch him in person and see our friends. We're friends with both the husband and the wife. My wife grew up with the mom, and then her husband, we know, and he worked at iHeart when I was back doing the Jamie, Jack, and Stint show for a while, so I know, and I know them both, and they're really cool people, and their kid's a great kid, and he's kicking ass, and if you can play high level at that, at freaking USC football, you are on to something. So, and you guys know how much I love the foosball. So I'm going to that on Saturday. I'm going to take a report back to you. I already got it on my phone. I'm all set. I got Waymo. I'm going to take Waymo from my house to USC. And it's a night game. It starts at 8, so we won't get out of there till 11. So hope I don't get murdered in South Central there. Yo, yo, yo. That would be bad. Man, I can take off my glasses. I'm sweating. If you can tell, I don't have the fan on because the fan is so loud on the. This microphone is, it's a good mic, but it's a room mic. It's not a directional mic, and it picks up the entire freaking room, including echo and everything else. So when I turn the fan on, it's even with the compression on, it keeps all the volume down, It's crazy. So I am in here melting right now. What a weird day on Thursday with the rain. I left my house, the ground was wet. I got on the freeway, I turned my windshield wipers on, it was raining hard, and then by the time I got by downtown, it had looked like it had barely rained at all. It was real spotty, and then it rained at work a couple times today. Drinking my water. Not even tea, drinking water. I haven't made dinner yet either. On Saturday morning now, because I'm going to the USC night game, I thought it was going to be a day game. I was so happy last week. I can't tell you guys how happy I was to see my dogs happy and together. And I'm going to reunite them again this weekend because now, by the way, Mean Spiral Lady told me a story and it haunts me. And now I'm terrified. They were doing construction at their house and they have two dogs too, like my big dogs like mine. And they had let them outside and one of them ended up like getting really, really cut on some construction material. We don't have any construction material right now, literally. There's a bulldozer sitting there and they're spreading dirt around and leveling the lot. The fence is up and I'm going to go let my dogs run around while there's no construction material there. I don't know how much longer this is going to be. But it's like a dog park. It's so fun. And it just made me feel, it made my whole week last week. And they were so incredibly happy. I don't care if I have to drive to Downey, to Palisades, back to Downey, back to West LA. That's what I'm going to do because it was worth it to me to just experience that. It was such a great time. Also, I don't know if you follow my Instagram, but I've been quite the fashionista this week. I got my Hamburglar Crocs. You heard that right. A fat guy wearing McDonald's Hamburglar Crocs. Oh yeah, it's on my Instagram. Go check it out. Instagram, don't lie. I got those. I'm wearing them right effing now because they are so effing comfy. Those things are on. Also, there was, for whatever reason, cowboy hats at my work. And I had a red cowboy hat I've been wearing and taking pictures of myself. Oh, boy. Here's a weird story. At my work, you know, you can get with the LAPD and they will park a empty squad car at your building or whatever. We have that at work. And we've been doing interviews. We're hiring people. Or hiring someone. And my boss will do like 30 interviews in the week. And because we've talked about this before, 30 interviews and maybe 15 will show up, maybe 50%. Usually that's a high number, more like 40. And so we're doing those. And it's a pain in the ass because our building's very secure. People pull up, they think they're in the wrong place. They don't know what it is. It gets annoying. So the first interview shows up, and here's what's weird. I know the job they're hiring for is like a entry-level position. And I look at the gate, and there's like a $150,000 car sitting at the gate. It's a really nice car. And I immediately think it's someone there to meet my boss. So I walk out, and it's a lady. And she says, I'm here for a job interview. And I was like, oh, okay, you need to park right here and come in. And she goes, why is that police car there? And I said, for security. And she goes, I changed my mind. I don't want to work here. And she drove out the gate and left. I was like, really? And to me, honest to God, in stretch paranoid brain, my immediate thought is, oh, yeah, she's up to something shady. She's doing some type of fraud, some type of something, and she doesn't want to be around the cops. And plus, I have a badge on. I have a gun on. I have, you know, the tool belt with the nightstick and the handcuffs and the pepper spray and all that crap. So and my badge looks like a police badge, and I'm wearing a tie and a long-sleeve shirt. I imagine she thought I was a cop, too. That happens a lot. And I'm like, nope. And then a funny thing happened also during the interviews, besides that lady being really weird. That's the first time that's ever happened. People have said, like, are the police here? And I'll be like, no, it's just for safety. You know, whatever. So anyway, the other weird thing is someone had called and they were lost. People get lost. And I'm one of the most basic place. And they get lost and they can't find the building. So someone had gone on to Google Earth and they pulled it up. And then I hear them laughing. And then they bring a printout and they're like, look at when you look at the front of our building on Google Earth. Well, it's me. And I am walking away from a crazy homeless person I told just to get the F out of here. And what's weird is the second I saw it, I laughed because I'm on the Google Street View or Earth, whatever it is, Google Street View. And I look and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's me. That's funny. And then I see that person and I immediately remember it because this is, you have encounters sometimes with people. Like I can run off 3, 4, 5 homeless people in a week, you know, many times. No big deal. Just, hey, got to get out of here. And they leave and it's uneventful and whatever. And then you remember some that you have interactions with because if they come back, they're dangerous or whatever. This person, it haunted me, this interaction. And it was so weird that that was captured on camera. It was a lady and she had a dog and a plastic trash bag. And when I walked up, she was on the ground with her pants down, sit on the sidewalk in front of one of our buildings. And when I walked up to her, I'm like, hey, how's it going? I'm always nice at first. And then I hear barking and barking. And then she grabs the bag and starts hitting the bag. And then all of a sudden, this little dog's head pops out of a black trash bag. And I was just like, and it was mean. It was biting her. It was biting her and barking at me. And I was just like, what the F? And I was like, hey, you can't be here. You got to move on, you know, sorry, this part of this is private property. And then she started like saying weird crap to me. Like this person was legitimately mentally ill because there's ones that I've told you once they think they're going to get hit or shot, they sometimes get real clear and, oh yeah, I'm sorry, I'll leave. And this one stayed crazy. So I just got away from her, and after I told her to get out, and I walked back, and then she stood there yelling at me, and I remember the crap she was saying. It was just weird, and but that was captured, and that's on the, it's like, it's so weird. That's on the Google Street View. weirdness. My life's fun. It's not ever boring. What else do I have? I have my wife being fun. My daughter, who is house sitting for our friends right now and taking care of their 12-year-old German Shepherd. The dog has been deathly ill ever since they left. It has been throwing up and diarrhea. And like they have a lot of white furniture and the dog keeps shitting all over the white furniture and barfing all over. And my daughter is like at her wit's end taking care of this freaking dog. It is so high maintenance. And she's had to go to the vet twice. And it's like, and then the vet wants to do like $4,000 worth of, you know how the vets are. Oh, let's do this. Let's do that. And the people that she's house sitting for have money. And I'm sure the vet knows that and is just trying to run the bill up. And plus my daughter's a young girl. So fun. People are just effed up. I really dislike human. I love dogs. I really do. Dogs are my favorite thing in the world. I didn't even look up any. You know what's nice about not doing Fat to Fit or Else anymore, even though that's what the show's technically called if you're looking for it. I didn't look up any workout videos. I didn't work out this week. I ate like crap this week. It's nice. I'm just going to slowly check myself out here, eating like crap and not working out anymore. I got to get back on, but I'm not putting priority on it. I'm still in a weird headspace. I still haven't seen maybe any of my friends since January, other than, you know, people at work, even though they're not my friends. Just kidding. I really like my people at work, but I haven't gone out with any of my friends. I haven't done anything with any of my friends. Haven't like sat down, watched my business partner who I do the Big 49 with. I will talk to him on the regular, but I won't even take phone calls. I just let it go to voicemail and then I'll text somebody back and be like, hey, what's up? I was busy. And I just don't want to talk to anybody. I just don't want to do anything. I have been in a funk ever since January when my house was murdered by Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom. So I'm in a weird headspace with that. The Charlie Kirk thing, I say, pissed me off. That was annoying. And then these people online that I've been playing with, I've got to stop doing that. Everyone's outraged now that Jimmy Kimmel got fired. And here's what I will tell you about Jimmy Kimmel. I know from being in radio for so long that Jimmy Kimmel's one of the nicest people ever. People love Jimmy. Jimmy is a good guy. He's just very political. And if your politics don't align with Jimmy, I can see you not liking Jimmy. But I know Jimmy's a good guy. I don't have anything bad to say about Jimmy Kimmel. But I see when he got fired, you're like, Trump called the FCC and demanded they fire him. Blah, 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 blah. He told a lie about the shooter. And it was a lie. All the facts are out. The facts are out. The guy was gay. Guy had a trans boyfriend. Guy was very ideologically to the left. And Jimmy's like, it was a mega shooter. Blah, 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 blah. And just spread bad misinfo, and which is a lie. He knew it was a lie. He's just so left. You can't hate the other side more than you care about the truth, or more than you care about your country, or more than you care about whatever. In Jimmy's case, you can't hate the other side more than you care about your job, because it cost him his job. And it isn't ABC. And I love, but don't get me wrong, as a right winger, seeing the post today of people going, we must boycott the fascist at Disney. And I was like, yeah, that's great. How much would we love that? What would happen if they started boycotting Disney and the left stopped going to Disney? I mean, Disney, dude, they have Disney princesses that are dudes in some of their theme parks. They are so woke. There are dude Disney princesses. And they're not like pretty dudes. No, 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 no. It's not like a dude that's transgendered to a girl and is attractive. It's a dude with a mustache that feels like he's a girl. And they let him be the princess at some of the theme parks. I'm not making that crap up. They are the most woke company in the world. You're like, well, why did they fire Jimmy Kimmel? Because the people that owned their affiliates, their two biggest affiliates, we're like, we're getting so much heat from people, which is half of the country thinks this way, the other half thinks this way. Can't you just effing stop? Can't you just get along? Can't you just do a comedy show and not have to antagonize the other side? Colbert couldn't do it. Kimmel can't do it. Jimmy Fallon's learned. Jimmy Fallon even brought on Greg Gutfeld. Gutfeld doesn't do it. He's so far right crazy on his show. Like, but he's got numbers. The writers supporting him. The left aren't supporting those other shows. They're losing money on those shows. Millions of dollars. So now when they're like, all right, we got to cut bait and run. We'll save money and we'll get people off our backs. Now, I think it's hysterical that people want to boycott Disney. Woke ass Disney. So I don't know. But that I have enjoyed this week. Oh, boy. I'm going to enjoy having time off again. I'm going to enjoy seeing my dogs, hanging out with my mom. My son has COVID. My son got the COVID. It's like the third time he's had COVID. I, knock on wood, have yet not had COVID. Not had it. Thank the Lord, because I got diabetes and I'm fat and I don't want to get COVID and die. But that appeared to be a dramatic lie that you can get COVID and just roll right through it no matter how bad your health is. So that's what I'm going to do. If I do get it, my son's got it. I'm going to stay away from his ass, though. And I told him he's not allowed to go see his grandparents, any of them. He's got all four of his grandparents still alive. I'm like, do not go visit any of your grandparents and lay low for the 5, 6, whatever days that it is that you got to do it. Even after, please lay low and don't go near any 80-year-old people with some dead. Because that's who it kills. It kills old people who are weak or sickly. So he's got his grandfather on Satan's side is really, really sickly. He should really stay away from him. All right, I'm going to get out of here. I'm swimming in this room right now. There's so much humidity outside. It is sticky and gross, and I am sweaty and fat and disgusting. Just to give you that visual before we wrap up for the weekend. I'm going to go. I'll give you a full recap of the weekend on Monday. Let you know how USC was, how going there, how the Waymo ride was, the joy of hopefully playing with my dogs again at my big dog park in the Palisades, a.k.a. formerly known as my home, and all that stuff. So have a great weekend. Don't do anything I wouldn't do, and I'll talk to you on Monday.